Oh, this is a damn good team, the Indianapolis Colts. There are no Indianapolis Dolts like they were at the beginning of the season. No. They're red stinking hot. They dominated the Buffalo Bills on a cold, rainy day up in Buffalo. They're feeling it right now. Wentz is in a rhythm. Defense is feeling good. And you got the best damn running back in all the NFL in Jonathan Taylor. And it's in a dome and it's going to be loud. The Buccaneers have stunk on the road. Am I concerned for this game? For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Yeah, I am. I am. I'm concerned. But you still got the GOAT, okay? Let me delve into this bad boy. This is Bucks Kickoff. I go in-depth every single... Can you tell how passionate I am? I'm over at One Buck. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing and hearing at One Buck. I'm going to bring in an A-lister. I call it my rock lister. Dan Lucas, sports director, News Channel 8, Tampa Bay. Why? He sits down with head coach Bruce Arians every single week. Oh, we'll delve into this matchup against the Indianapolis Colts in the Dome up in Indy. But I also want to pick Dan's brain. What's it been like with Bruce Arians when he comes in? Can you give us Joe Bucks fan listeners here a little something, something, something? And he does, okay? What was going through Arians' mind, honestly? What did he tell you? Did he tell you anything off camera, Dan Lucas, when they were creating all these penalties? When he said they were a dumb football team? Now, I asked Bruce Arians in that press conference after Monday Night Football. I said, Coach, you said last week you were a dumb football team. Did you play dumb at all in this game? Were they smart all the way through? He's like, well, it wasn't perfect. We still had a couple of mistakes. But no, I didn't see that dumb play. So we'll get the overall perspective, what it's been like sitting down with Bruce Arians from my rock lister, Dan Lucas. All right, what about the Indianapolis Colts? Frank Reich, the most underrated head coach in all the NFL. If you didn't have a chance to read Peter King's Monday morning column, he talked with Frank Reich. He's all about what happened with that Indianapolis Colts win over the Buffalo Bills. Frank Reich told Peter King, he goes, you know what? It was a point early in the game when we were having so much success. I said to myself, I'm going to have run plays, first and second down, rest of the game. Rest of the game. When does that happen? What was it 78% they ran the ball? Of course Carson Wentz, that's going to make him feel good. Of course he's in a rhythm. Jonathan Taylor is the best running back by far in the NFL. The line, they're all feeling it. They're going to try to run it against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, I'm just so pumped up for this game. Hey, this Bucks kickoff with me and you is always brought to you by our good friends at Bill Curry Ford. If you're looking for a vehicle, hey, maybe Christmas present, hey, this is the year, even if it's within this year, you go to Bill Curry Ford. They're located a quarter mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. Beautiful showroom. And the thing about Bill Curry is you want consistency. You want a guy that has seven rings. That would be the GOAT of general managers, Sean Sullivan. Okay. The family name, they've been going strong for 61 years. Curry, Bill Curry, the Curry family. You want to go to somebody that's been consistent and doing it right. If it's buying, if it's leasing, if it's getting your vehicle serviced, go to BillCurryFord.com. And when you go, say, Rock said, I need to talk. Let me start off with the GOAT. I don't want to come in here and no backup, no somebody's just been activated from the floor. No, I want to talk with the GOAT. No problem. Sean Sullivan, what do you want? He'll answer any question you have. Two great things. They give a Joe Bucks fan discount. Make sure you tell him you're a Joe Bucks fan. And number two, they have a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It's Bill Curry Ford, and it's BillCurryFord.com. All right, let's get into it. Here's the latest. Injury-wise, the only one out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is Antonio Brown. Now, I have not seen Antonio Brown come out this week at all. It's been about a week since that last week, and he took the cover off the jugs machine. He was doing that thing. I follow him on Instagram. If you don't, He's one of these nuts that constantly is working out, constantly. Even with the boot on, he's riding on a bicycle. He's got no helmet on. He's on these crazy roads in Tampa. Be careful, Antonio. I used to do it too. And I know NFL, it's crazy. But a stationary bike, whatever it is, when he is ready to go, he's going to be going. But Arians thinks maybe it's ankle, it's bone spur, it's foot, maybe for the Atlanta game. You know what? That's fine. Wait until he's really ready to go. You're going to need Antonio Brown in the playoff run. Mike Evans, he came out on Friday. His back had locked up in that Monday Night Football game. Full pads. He came out late. I was there. You got a media availability about 30 minutes in total, 20 minutes. They got a clock running. Actually, the gate was open. We were there good. They were out early this Friday, right? The day after Thanksgiving. The team was out even earlier than normal. I think they just wanted to get it going. And he came out. He looked fine. Mike Evans is going to be okay. Guard Ali Marpet, an oblique strain. Now, I have, that's a little tricky. Arian says he's another game time decision. If he can't go, Aaron Stinney is okay. He was decent for Marpet in that Giants game. And Aaron Stinney, I don't know if you remember this, maybe you don't. During that Super Bowl run, he started three postseason games, including the Super Bowl game, Aaron Stinney. When the offensive line walks right by us every practice, all the other groups are far away, the O-line comes right by. Donovan Smith is always pumping up Aaron Stinney. They like him. They think he can get the job done. So that's the situation here. Linebacker Devin White with the quad. Now, the good thing about Devin White is he's so young. You heal faster when you are so stinking young. He came out on Friday. He was doing all of his movements, his drills. He got down on the ground. He had the band. He was testing it. He was up. He was down. He was up. He was down. He was side by side. He was jogging. He looked fine to me. But as Bruce Arians always warns all of us, you can look great running. Playing in a game is a different situation. If Devin White can go and has to come out, if Devin White doesn't go, I'm telling you what. He's been around Kevin Minter. He ain't no Devin White, all right? Not many are. Devin White is elite with his skills. But Kevin Minter, if you want to be a winner, you step it up, man. This is why they're paying you. They're not paying you because you're a superstar. They're paying you because you're a veteran, that there's not too much of a noticeable drop-off. You know what to do. Minter started two games for Levante David this season. It could be Minter time, winter time, hopefully winter time with Devin White. Corner Carlton Davis, he's slowly back. The 21-day window can be activated at any time. Maybe the Falcons game. I would say the Bills game. Don't push him. When he comes out, he's at a far field, and he's doing light work. He's not ready for this one. The big one here. Big Vita Vea defensive tackle. Now, I really closely watched him pregame, after the game on Monday night, which was 6 days ago only. Came out in practice. Now, when these guys are injured, and I'm always observing, he had the knee brace. When he was walking just 6 days ago, and he's a big man, it was almost like a little stiff-legged, you know? It wasn't even a normal walking gait. When Gronkowski was out those weeks, oh, my God, it wasn't a knee, but it was cracked ribs, punctured lung, according to Jay Glazer from Fox Sports. He was walking fine, and then he's been running fine. Vita Vea, Now, when he walked out on Friday, full pads with the knee brace, no stiff leg, looked okay. Even this is one where even a Vita Vea, to me, this is me talking, even if Vita Vea is only 75%, you need his big-ass body as the run stuffer going up against this Colts rushing attack with Jonathan Taylor. You need Vita Vea in that stinking middle, okay? His girth. The thing about Vita Vea is one of the assistant coaches, the female coach, she does a fantastic job with Vita Vea before almost every practice, and I notice this, whether they're at the indoor facility or outside. Now, I'm not saying that Ndamukong Suh, Golston, Nacho, that these guys don't like stretch before practice, but Vita takes it a different. He has her come over. He's down on his back. He turns. She moves his legs, and this is prior to this knee injury, almost all the time. He's like a freak. for his size, he's like, he's an incredible athlete, man. He's not like one of these big, like, you know, fat guys. No. So he really takes care of his body. He makes sure he does everything possible. If anybody can come back with a knee injury in 1 week for a big man, it is Vita Vea. They need him. The other one, and like I said, no Antonio Brown. He's a ways away. Scotty Miller. This one is puzzling to me because when I watch Scotty Miller come out, when he does his stretching, and then when he runs and he sprints, he freaking sprints. I mean, it is 100%. He looks fine to me. He's looked fine to me for 2 weeks. Arian says you can run. Doesn't mean you can play in a game. And there was a little damage in that toe, a little bit more than we thought, ligament. So they're taking him slowly. Here, I believe, this is my belief, that the GOAT really misses his deep threats in Antonio Brown and in Scotty Miller. Look, Mike Evans is Hall of Fame. Mike Evans can go deep, but he's not the burner. And when the GOAT goes up top in the play action, he's missing Antonio Brown, and he's really missing Scotty Miller. Look, you are going to need Scotty Miller for the playoffs. I think when you see Scotty Miller in the, you know, I like that they're going to hold him back until he's really ready to go. No holds barred if he's going on the deep route. So if he's playing in this game, that means he is really ready to go. If it's next week, fine. But I think Brady really misses Scotty Miller. You know, Breshad Perriman, he got here when he had that unbelievable run in 2019. That was with Jameis. That wasn't here. He hasn't shown that much. I don't know. He hasn't been the guy yet. Maybe he and Brett, I don't know. But Scotty Miller, when he comes back, if it's for this game. So they're all game time decisions, says Arian. Miller, Vita Vea, Devin, Marpet, Evans should be fine. There you go. Let's go into Colts now. No, what? You want to talk about a team being healthy? There is nobody on the Colts that's ruled out for this game, okay? On offense, their guard, Quentin Nelson. He had the ankle, full practice on Friday. On defense, linebacker, I'd like to put hashtag stud, Darius Leonard, full go, full practice on Friday. The stinking Colts are coming in red hot. 0-3 start. They were 1-4. The offense wasn't clicking. Now they're healthier. They crushed. They dominated the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Now, I don't know. I follow Brian Baldinger of NFL Network. I interviewed him during training camp. He's a regular good dude. And I love his Baldy breakdowns. He was doing the game in Buffalo. It was a cold, rainy day. He did a live Instagram hours and hours before the game. And he went, hey, Bills Mafia, what is that, an 18-pack? What, did you already have a 12-pack? Is that already under? Are you ready? Are you ready? You love this weather, don't you, Bills Mafia? Now, he's talking to the fans. But everybody was expecting the Buffalo Bills in a cold, rainy day, Josh Allen, their prolific offense, to beat the Colts. And the Colts just destroyed them. And Frank Reich, did you read Peter King's thing where he said he was just going to keep on running? He talked with Frank Reich. And Frank Reich's like, you know what? I have the best running back in the NFL. We're going to run it, and we're going to keep on. I'm going to run on first and second down the rest of the game. Rest of the game. And you know what? They're going to try to do that again with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though they know that the Bucs have the best run defense. That's why I think you really need Vita Vea in that middle. Prior to this Bills game for the Colts, they were 0-5 against playoff teams. They were 5-0 against non-playoff teams. Now, see, I don't believe too much in this record. This is a crazy NFL year. Look what the Houston Texans did. Was that 2 weeks ago? Look what they did to the Buffalo Bills, the Colts. It really isn't any given Sunday. Any team can beat anybody. You know it. You've seen it this year. It's crazy. It's crazy. But that was kind of the vibe. That was kind of the feeling, the perception of this Colts team. You can do good against crappy teams, and you kick ass against non-playoff teams. This is a dangerous Colts team that is fighting for a playoff berth. They are at home. They're in a dome, and it's going to be loud. You know, when they were start playing bad, once they got Ty Hilton back. They got Michael Pittman Jr. Michael Pittman Jr. is their guy now. Hilton's older. I'll have more on Michael Pittman Jr. in a little bit. They're protecting Carson Wentz better a lot better. The Colts defense is creating turnovers. Do you know that the Indianapolis Colts defense is number one in the NFL, the best turnover margin in the league? Arian said it this week. They punch the ball out. They're really good at that. The Colts defense had two picks off of Josh Allen. The Bills had been such a prolific offense. Do you know the Buffalo Bills going into this game, I believe they were averaging 40 points a game at home. And the Colts defense just put a licking on them. Here was the knock on the Colts before this Buffalo Bills victory. It was like, oh, the Colts? Yeah, they're good and they can hang close. And then they fall apart in the fourth quarter. They're good for three quarters. Well, and that's what they did. They did that against Baltimore. They had a 14-point lead against the Tennessee Titans. That was game is at home. But now they've got the confidence of destroying the Bills. The offense is healthier. Carson Wentz in rhythm. He's not turning it over. The Colts defense forced Josh Allen into making bad throws. Now, if they think that they are going to force the GOAT into making bad throws, and he is human. He is human. Did you, good luck. Good luck on that one. Did you see and hear the mic'd up video of the GOAT in this last game? Did you, if you didn't, I wish we had Brady mic'd up all game, every game. I love that. I like that more than I do the Manning cast. The Manning cast, when I'm on, it's like, okay, they're really entertaining. I want to watch the game. It's just me. But anyway, he's dropping back. It's playoff. It's play action. He's telling playoff Lenny, cover two. This is during the play. Brady is getting it out faster than any quarterback in the NFL. I think, believe it or not, Roethlisberger is second. But Brady's getting rid of it in less than 3 seconds. It's like 2.5 seconds. That's 1,001, 1,002. He's getting rid of it. And he's actually able to tell playoff Lenny, cover two, and then making the play. So if you think you're going to try to force the GOAT quickly to get to him, good luck. Good luck. Unless Aaron Stinney and maybe somebody, I don't see it. Let me do the matchups. I'm going to bring in my rock lister, Dan Lucas, here in just a second. All you want to find out what it's like sitting down with Bruce Arians, a little behind-the-scenes stuff for you. It's coming. All right. Matchups. Let me go matchups. Gronk, Darius Leonard. Darius Leonard, he is fast. Now, Gronk didn't even practice on Friday. I'm hoping. I don't know. You know, he's a beat-up guy, Gronk, but God dang, did you see the difference in this last game when Gronk was in there? Oh, it's different for Brady. It's different. He's able to get open. When you look at Gronk, it looks like he's moving slowly because he's a big body. Doesn't it look like that? He's able to get separation. He knows where the openings are. He almost like is a big power forward in basketball where he posts up and he's so strong. And when he catches the ball out and he reels it in and he still gets a couple of more yards and takes tacklers, he's the best. He's the best. That's a damn good matchup. Gronk and Leonard. And I do think that the Brady's going to try to go over the middle in this game. Alex Kappa and DeForest Buckner. DeForest Buckner is their defensive tackle. He is their sacks leader. You got Darius Leonard, 78 tackles, 4 forced fumbles, 2 picks, 2 fumble recoveries. But on that D-line, DeForest Buckner, he's their sack leader. He's got 4.5. Alex Kappa is going to have his hands full. Also, the Bucs, here's a matchup. The Bucs defense with their tackling. Damn, is Jonathan Leonard hard to bring down. He is the NFL rushing leader. He had 185 yards versus the Bills, 5 touchdowns. Arian said he's so good out in space that he could be a wide receiver. You know, back in the day, Arians was looking at him, and they were like, oh, my God. So, Rondae Barber, I know Joe Bucks fan, Joe wrote about this. Rondae studies film, and Rondae was blown away about the quality of runs with Jonathan Taylor. He goes, he can stiff arm, he can make you miss. Like even Rondé, who is a future Hall of Famer. That's what John Lynch said at that game. I was there on Monday night. For those of you that were not there, I don't think on the Monday night football game that they showed any of that during halftime. That was a great speech. And he called up like 55 double nickel and 99 sap were behind him with their gold jackets. And Lynch said, and Rondé was up in the booth. He's like, Rondé, your time is next. You're getting in. I told you, you are getting in the Hall of Fame. But Rondé said that he is just, and he's seen running backs for probably in his sleep. This guy's something special. So the Bucs defense with their tackling, with Devin White, with that quad, or if Minter comes in, that's going to be a big one. Sean Murphy bunting. Good luck on Michael Pittman Jr. Michael Pittman Jr. I remember when Michael Pittman Sr. came here to the Buccaneers. It was over at the old One Buck, the old facility. It was during a practice, and I remember when they just acquired him, and I was there. And we looked across the field, and he had his sleeves. He had his uniform on, full pads, but he had his sleeves up high because his arms, they were guns. And Derek Brooks is built good. He was over. His arms looked skinny next to Pittman. And I remember they were laughing. They were busting on Michael Pittman so much they called him guns, because we did an interview with Derek after that practice, just acquired Michael Pittman and Pittman himself, and Pittman was just laughing. I think he came from the Arizona Cardinals. I can't remember. I know he was living in Arizona, and then he moved to Tampa Bay because he said it was too busy. And no, he had moved from San Diego to Arizona, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't want to get off track here. I remember his dad, but Michael Pittman Jr. is there. He is their guy. He is better than Ty Hilton right now because Hilton's a little older, and Pittman is also strong. Now, Danny Dimes, in that Monday Night Football game, he targeted Sean Murphy bunting in the beginning. And good luck. Murphy bunting was really, really good. Remember, he played almost that whole damn game, and this has been a short week. And he's had the dislocated elbow. So that will be a good one. Be careful, because the way Pittman can run his routes and he's strong, you got to watch out, Sean Murphy bunting, for the DPI, that defensive pass interference. It could be called on you in this game. So those are just some of the matchups that I'm looking forward to in this bad boy. All right, I think it's time now for my Rock Lister, okay? Dan Lucas, he knows Bruce Arians better than you, me, probably any beat writer, because he sits down alone, one-on-one, you know, with a camera person every single week. And he's been doing this for the last couple of years since Arians got here, you know. And so, yeah, I want to ask Dan about this matchup, but also give us a little something on Arians overall. What does he tell you on how this season has gone? Here he is, my Rock Lister, Dan Lucas. All right, he is sports director Dan Lucas, News Channel 8. He has been covering the Buccaneers since
2003, after the Super Bowl year. I came in and I ruined everything until last year.
Right, there you go, there you go. We were just talking about that. It's funny, I've talked to some players that were on that team, and I said, what was it? And are you seeing similarities? Because everybody said, oh, there could be complacency. No, no way. Human nature. Do you think there might be some of that or not really with this team?
I see a team that's dealing with adversity that didn't happen last year. And I don't care what team you are, how good you are, that's a lot to overcome. And I think certain people, certain position groups, obviously the defensive backs, they didn't deal with all of this last year. Their guys got hurt one at a time, and they stepped in, and they were fine. Then everybody came back in the postseason, and it was wonderful. Now you've had a decimated defensive back group. I didn't realize, also, on the offensive side, how much Tom Brady was going to miss Antonio Brown. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal because of all the weapons. But Antonio Brown, what he takes away from Mike Evans as far as coverage, the tight coverage that Evans always sees, it frees him up. And I think Evans is better with Antonio Brown on the field. Then you take Gronkowski out. forget about being an option for Tom Brady. The Gronkowski blocks, and that's what the Bucs have missed. And those are the things to me. Sounds like an excuse. Well, the injuries have hit the team. You got to overcome that. But when you have that kind of adversity, and then you go out and play in the losses the way they've played, a little lackluster, a little sloppy, the penalties, even Tom Brady's had, you know, the overthrow for the second pick against Washington, that leads to losses.
Now, what does Arians make of, I know you get to sit down with him once a week for News Channel 8. What is he at a loss for words with, like, the penalties? With a team, a veteran team like this, I'm at a loss for words. What does Arians think?
You know, he said last week, they came back from Washington. We talked to him the next morning. He was still, after watching the film, scratching his head. He says, you wouldn't believe the practices we had. There was no indication whatsoever that there were going to be these kind of egregious errors. And off the top of my head, I'm thinking about, you know, the Will Golston offsides, you know, 2-on-1 drive. You had the roughing the passer calls, knowing that this was going to be an issue with the crew. And that went back to the New Orleans game as well. We warned them, don't do it. Don't get your hand near the helmet. Hand goes by the helmet. It taps him. You get the personal foul. He was blown away by that. And remember the comment, we're a dumb football team? That was just, in the moment, probably a little more than he wanted to say. But that's the emotion that he had. You're shaking your head. As a fan, you're sitting home and you're thinking, what a dumb football team. Well, your coach just made you, you know, basically vindicated what you said because they were a dumb football team on those given days. They take those away, Rock. I think it's right back on track.
Now, is there anything you can give fans a little insight? Like, what's it like? You get to sit down with Arians. What is it like? What's it like when he comes out? Give us a little something, Dan.
This is a guy that has a life. He wants his staff to have a life. They come in. They all come in early. They do their work. If you have kids who play sports, you're going to their games, so you'll make your day fit around that. He demands it. If your kid plays high school sports, you don't go to the game on Friday night, you're in trouble. He also likes to get, when it's time for him to go, he likes to go. Either head to the house, or now he's starting to hit golf balls again. He wants to get out and just have a life. The guy is something he didn't have years ago, in my opinion, balance of enjoying it. And he can delegate certain tasks to the younger coaches on the staff that allow you and of course some of the assistants who have different life, family life to tend to do that as well. He's just a real dude. And it goes back to his alma mater, Virginia Tech, to watch football games and hang out with his people. He's close with all of them to this day.
All right, last but not least, now they're going to Indianapolis. For some reason, they're a different team at home than they are on the road. What do you make of that?
This is a dangerous game at Indy. Dangerous. The Colts are playing lights out right now. I think it's 5 of their last 7 they've won after a
whole this strange game. Yeah, it's a strange year.
Exactly. It is a strange year for sure. But this Jonathan Taylor running back is doing it all, and I know the Bucs are very good against the run, so I can't wait to see that. But I think the Bucs have been rattled by crowd noise. I think it's affected them, even though they practice it with loud noise. And I think that environment, the way the Colts are playing, they've got everybody rallying behind them now, and Frank Reich and Carson Wentz, I think it's going to be a difficult game for the Bucs.
All right. Plug yourself, things that you guys are doing at WFLA, at News Channel 8.
Well, every Sunday night after Sunday Night Football, we have news, and then we have our half-hour Bucs bonus show, review the games. All the post-game reaction you're going to get, just about everything that's heard at the podium after the game, we're going to give it to you. And then a little bit of analysis as well. We'll bounce around the NFL a little bit. And then every Monday, which this week will be Tuesday after the Monday night game, sit down, Bucs with BA, a few minutes with the coach, good candor, and then we put it on our website, WFLA.com. And then that's it. All week, cover the box, get ready for the next game, do it again. That's what's so exciting this time of year.
You know it. All right, Dan Lucas, News Channel 8. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, you got it, Rock. Be good.
All righty, good job, Dan. Wasn't that interesting where that the penalties and the mistakes, they've been eating away at Arians? How about that? So they played smart football in the Monday night game, Can they play smart football on the road and in a loud environment in a dome? Haven't been able to do it. So that's why I'm a little concerned, because the Colts are feeling it. And are they going to play smart? Are they going to do it? You're going to have to do it if you want to get back to the bowl. You got to. If you want to play in the Super Bowl in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium, you can't play dumb. I don't care how talented you are, or you're getting your guys healthy. So that was interesting from Dan. And also, how about how Arians doesn't believe in working long hours? We had heard this. And also, he tells them, like, if your kid's got this, you go. If your family has a family function, you go. Isn't that something? Because we had heard that opposing coaches are like, that's the staff I want to get on. And I believe in that. It isn't about how many hours, whatever you do, it isn't about how many hours and hours and hours you put in. It's what you do with your time. And that's Arians, and delegates. And he even delegates from with some of the veterans and let them call the shots. And he knows his coaching staff. So that was kind of interesting. And as Dan Lucas said, Jonathan Taylor is the man in this game. All right, this Bucks kickoff is always 24 hours before every Buccaneer kickoff. Here on Joe Bucks Fan, the number one site. Joe can show you with the numbers by far. And we are presented by this podcast, Bill Curry Ford, located a quarter mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. Curry family, been in business 61 years. They're not going to do you wrong. You're going to get the best deals anywhere because they give a Joe Bucks Fan discount, because they give a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. BillCurryFord.com. Sean Sullivan he's got all the rings for being a general manager, but he's not showy. He doesn't show him off. He is the GOAT of general managers of car dealerships. Sean Sullivan, BillCurryFord.com. Dale Mabry Highway, Tampa, not far from Raymond James Stadium. Go see them today or tomorrow or anytime. All righty. A little bit more on the Colts, man. I want to give you the perspective. Like Darius Leonard, they've been playing a lot of zone, very zone heavy this year, and they don't blitz. They don't blitz much. As a matter of fact, they have the lowest percentage in the NFL of blitzing, and opposite the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the highest amount of blitzes in the NFL. In the win against the Bills last week, they ran it. They got the lead. It was windy. It was rainy. And you know what? Why not? Would you do anything different with Frank Reich? So you're not going to have any of the weather conditions. It's going to be perfect inside that dome. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm hoping Scotty Miller is a go, because it's known as the fastest surface in the NFL. That's why they have the damn combine there. The Buccaneers defense should be able to get to Carson Wentz. Now, it's Wentz is playing his best football. The other thing about Carson Wentz is he's not turning it over. But let's go back to what I don't want to get lost in the shuffle. It seems like it was a long time ago, right? It was only Monday night for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on offense. I was watching this from up high in the press box, and all of us, our mouths were open. On the first drive, there was trickery. I thought it was the best job by Leftwich that he has done all season long. It was a thing of beauty with the Godwin and the Evans, the back-to-back reverses with the end-arounds. Oh, my God, Leftwich was creative. And again, with that open mic, that mic'd up with Brady when he was over on the bench. And did you hear me? He's like, I bet that defense wasn't expecting that. Yes. And Leftwich, what do you think of that? Yes. Like, that was beautiful. Style, you know, that was beautiful. 65% passing on first downs, 12 were play action. The first play, the Bucs had play action. Third on that, they had three on the first drive. They were up tempo. I loved it. I would like to see more of that in this game. Now, I know that Leftwich says it depends. And sure, there's some truth to that. It depends on what the defense is giving you or not giving you. So it changes from game to game. But when they're not running up the middle on first down, when has that been successful? Give me a little bit. It doesn't have to be an end around reverse with Godwin and Evans. I'm sure they worked on something else. We can't see that stuff. Although there was a day where we were in an area near the gate when it's time to go back out to see. What they do is, I'm talking about media geeks. There's a media trailer. After this session where you videotape and you see them in, in the first 17 minutes of practice, they blow a whistle and then they say, wrap it up. We go over to the media tent. Then they give us a 10-minute warning, like get ready to come back out. Everything is done very structured, especially with the protocols the way they are. So on this particular day, they gave us the 10-minute warning. We go over. It's an open-air area where we used to go in, where there used to be a media room. That's been taken over now. There's no more now. Everything has changed. Well, I don't think we're ever getting back in. We're never getting back in the facility. But whatever. You don't care about that. But we were standing there, and it's a wrought iron gate, so there's open. You can see. And they were actually practicing and working on stuff with plays. And we were standing around, and media just bullshits about whatever, just bullshitting, da-da-da, beautiful day. And I thought, like, but nobody was taking advantage of it. Like, you could have looked right through and seen what they're doing. Maybe they're doing some trickery, and then I would tell you, nah, because then I get my credential pulled, and what good is that? But it's got, but so we don't know. I don't know what Leftwich has in mind. I do have a funny story. Last Saturday, before the Monday night game, they had a practice, and the Monday night football crew with Randy Moss and Colber and all them, they came to the facility because they were going to be on the field on Monday night and doing their thing. And they thought the media trailer was the trailer where you get the COVID test. And they actually went into the media trailer. One of them even used a bathroom in there. And they're like, no, is this where we get the test? No. This is where media geeks hang out. Your trailer is way on the other side. Well, you got to walk out. Yeah, way on the other side of the facility. But I thought that was funny. All right, enough of that. You want to get into, let me get into some of these things. What do I want to see in this game? Colts 6-5. Like I said, they're feeling it. I am concerned because the Buccaneers haven't played good on the road. And it's going to be a tough environment. Prove it to me. I hope I'm wrong. Huh. Anyway, Bucs 7-3. What do I want to see? They're getting healthier now. If Gronk is out there and he's, you know, they put him out there, I do want to see more Gronk. Over to hit him, man. Hit him. Sean Murphy Bunting, continue your incredible comeback. First game back from the dislocated elbow in week one. Pro Football Focus, PFF, graded Sean Murphy Bunting the highest rated Buccaneer defender in that Monday night game. How about that? We weren't even sure if he was going to play. He was the highest rated defensive player. Sean Murphy Bunting, keep it up. You're going to need it with Michael Pittman Jr. Kevin Minter. If you are in for Devin White with the quad, or if Devin White can only play a little bit, this is your chance to take advantage, okay? You want to stay in the league. You want to keep getting paid. You want to be in the NFL. You step it up. Buccaneer offense, what do I want to see? Come out, go up tempo. Do a little no huddle. Give us something. Come on, man. Your offensive line is good. Come on, you're supposed to, you know, you won the Super Bowl. You're the highest rated offense. Don't go back to the standard shizit, okay? Byron Leftwich, use some trickery again. No more runs on the first down up the middle. The win over the Giants with the opening, I told you, the back-to-back reverses. Give me more of that. Continue play action. Wide receiver screens. Beautiful. Buccaneers defense. Bucs defense, you want to be number one in the NFL in rushing defense? When Richard Sherman came here and I was there for his first day at practice, It was a whirlwind. He took a red eye from Seattle. He didn't know what was going on. He was like, damn, it's hot and humid here. It was only like 85, not 95. And he's like, oh, we got to do these interviews outside. You can't put us in the air conditioning. This was his first day. But the one thing that he noticed when he spent a little bit of time inside One Buck with his new teammates, he told us, he goes, damn, these guys take pride in that number one rushing defense. That's their big thing. So you know what? If you're going to talk the talk, this would be the week you got to walk the walk with Jonathan Taylor. So tackle it up, prove it, make a statement. Try to contain Jonathan Taylor. You're not going to stop him. That's what I want to see. And this game is on turf. So if Scotty Miller, it's the fastest surface in the NFL, you're the burner. If you're playing in this game, go to that little number 10. Go up top. Go deep to Miller. It's Miller time for this game here. I would like to see less of Jason Pierre-Paul. He is not the same player. I know the outside linebackers coach the other day told us, you know, well, why isn't Tryon Shoyinka playing more? He goes, the guys with the biggest paychecks play more. You know what? Sorry. Throw that out to sorry. We're well into the season now, and he is really beat the hell up. He told us there was points this season where it wasn't sleeping. He's playing in pain. He's not the same player. No, I'm not saying don't play him. I want to see more of a younger, fast, healthy Joe Tryon Shoyinka. He even admitted one of the reporters had film. He put on Twitter a film of where Tryon got right through quick, blew past the line, and he almost had the quarterback. And Tryon responded with, I got to finish. It's keeping me up at night. I like that attitude, Tryon Shoyinka. I like that. This kid is really fast, really hungry, and young. And you're well enough into the season now where he knows what he should do and shouldn't do. I want me some more Tryon Shoyinka. 29 snaps versus the Gents. Todd Bowles, I really studied this last game, and I don't know if you noticed, he was moving Tryon around. He had his hand on the, hand on the ground, and then he was rushing inside, then the edge rush, and he was off the ball. Good, because that's going to keep Carson Wentz guessing. Like, how can we account for this guy? So that's what I want to see. I did not see Tryon drop back once versus the Giants, unless I missed it. So give me a little bit more of that. Jonathan Taylor. Oh, my God. The Colts have won 5 of 6. Now, a little bit more from Rondae Barber, and you can catch it on Joe. Go to joebucksfan.com. You can go there right after this podcast. Go check out what Joe wrote about what the future Hall of Famer Rondae Barber was mentioning on Buccaneers. I think he's at Buccaneers.com when he was watching film. Quality of the runs. This is coming from Rondé when he watches Jonathan Taylor. He's stiff-arming. He's making people miss. He's running through them. He's averaging, how many yards a carry is he averaging? It's off the charts. And Rondé, here's Rondé's point. It allows the Colts to own the game and time of possession. The Colts are averaging 148 yards per game rushing. Now, the Buccaneers' defense on that flip side, on the opposite side, is only allowing 78 yards a game rushing. So what this does is this helps Carson Wentz immensely. That's why, you know how that old adage, you got to stop the run. I remember with that Bucs defense, one of the best ever, right? They're up there top five, wouldn't you say, of all-time greats with Lynch, with 99, with Double Nickel, with Rondé, with all of them. They would always say every week, stop the run first. And now, like, oh, it's a pass-heavy league. Who does that? You don't have to. No, with this Indianapolis Colts, try. Have the mindset that you are going to stop the run. That's going to force Carson Wentz. It's making him good. Wentz, 12 touchdowns and only one pick on passes of 10 yards or less. Of course Wentz is in a rhythm and he's feeling it. And he's not turning it over, and the offensive line is doing a good job. The Buccaneers D versus the Colts. The offense does not make mistakes. Do you know that the Colts are sixth best in the NFL at not turning it over? They're doing a good job. I gotta give them credit, man. They're not turning it over. They are playing smart football on this winning streak that they're feeling right now. The Buccaneers defense. Man, you did a damn good job on third down against the Giants on Monday Night Football. The Giants were only 1 of 9 on third down, and they held Danny Dimes Jones to 167 yards passing. The Bucs only 2 and 3 on the road, and the wins were in Foxborough. I think that was a good win. Some are like, they really didn't play that good. That was an emotional game with Brady going back. That was their first game. Brady said it was the first game that he played in the rain in like 19 months. And they don't practice in the rain here. Now we're not in a rainy season. They don't practice with dipping the ball like Brad Johnson used to do and Gruden would have him do, dipping the ball in a bucket and then going back to pass. They didn't do that. That's the one that they never did that. So, of course, now you're playing in a driving rainstorm for freaking the whole game. Yeah, it's going to affect you. And it was an emotion, but they got it done. So I don't think that was like, that wasn't that greatest road win. No, I'll take it. And the road win in Philly. But they're 2 and 3 on the road. The Buccaneers averaged 38 points at Ray J, which the Joes used to call it the Den of Depression, not anymore. And so 38 at home, only 23 points away. You see why I got some concern? You see? I'm not trying to be Joe Homer here all the time. And I'm pumped up, but I'm calling it like it is. I'm concerned for this game. The Buccaneers had 18 no-huddle snaps versus the Giants. Do you know how beautiful that was? Do more no-huddle, because when the GOAT is surveying the field, he processes this shizit faster than anybody. He's seen everything. Give him the no-stinking huddle, man. Okay, so they had 18 no-huddle snaps versus the Giants. Do you know what their next number with no-huddle close to that was? Week 3? 9 no-huddle snaps. Can the Colts D hold Brady down? This isn't Josh Allen. You know, this isn't Josh Allen. I'm telling you, man. Oh, that's what I wanted. I knew there was something. There's always things that I forget once I finish Bucks kickoff, and I'm like, damn it. So, some people and fans, I've seen it on Joe Bucks Fan, I've heard it on different shows, they're questioning why Brady is not going down the field. Why it's no risk it. What happened to the no risk it, no biscuit? It's his hand, his thumb. Maybe, I don't know, but I can tell you this. I'm giving you this insight because I'm there at $1. Watching Brady in practice, his ball, he has so much zip on his ball. When he comes out, he always comes out last. And for the week prior, when they had the 3 losses in a row, I think it was Kevin O'Donnell of Fox 13, he goes, oh, my God, was Brady different this week? You know, he came out early to practice. And Arians goes, no. We didn't have our meetings. There weren't these meetings that he usually does. We skipped that. That's why Brady came out. It wasn't like Brady was so fired up after the 3 losses going into the Monday night. No. So when Brady is the last one, almost, one, pretty much the last one to come out for practice every day. He does the same thing. He comes out. He doesn't have his helmet. The helmet is brought out by someone that's out where the quarterbacks are all throwing, like Trask and Gabbert and Ryan Griffin. Ryan Griffin got a hair. It looked like he buzzed his whole head. He had a hat on. But Brady comes out last. It's because he's meeting. It isn't like Brady is just like, oh, I'm taking my time. Oh, I'm FaceTiming Giselle. Oh, I'm, you know. No. He's meeting. He's studying. He's busy every moment. I know that for a fact. I was Buck Stabber. Like he is regimented, man. His time is of the utmost importance. But anyway, Brady comes out. He does. He goes side to side. Boom, 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 boom. When he's running, jogging, and the other side, side to side. Then he comes out. He goes past Tom Moore, who's Tom Moore sits down on a water cooler. 83-year-old Tom Moore just sits on his spot on a water cooler. It's hysterical. They all do pretty much the same thing. Lenny comes out. He's always talking. And then Brady does the motion with his arm, like he's warming up his arm. So then to get loose, the other quarterbacks have already been loose. Brady, they have like an assistant near Brady and an assistant near Gabbert. And Brady plays catch with Gabbert. And, you know, Gabbert throws the ball to the assistant, underhand to Brady. Brady is just warming up, and Brady's throws are on a freaking line when he's warming up even. And then when he, you talk about competitive. I put a little video this week. It's on my Twitter, by the way, at Real Rock Riley. Check it out. They have, and some fans are like, oh, what is this horse shit? Like, what is this stuff, this, like, this thing that they're doing? No, man, it's just one little thing. Practices can be the drudgery of practice. You know, Clyde Christensen is a hell of a quarterback's coach. He is coaching them up and yelling and talking and directing them like every single practice, every single snap. And they do this thing where they have a big screen and they have like, it's like a laundry bin. It's one of the on wheels. That's where they have football thing. They put that behind the screen. And then what they do is the quarterbacks, one by one, they get up there. They have three throws. They try to throw it over the screen into the bin. Then they move to the next one, and it's the goal, crossbar. And they try to hit the crossbar. And, I mean, they fire it. They throw it on a line. And then the third one is on the other side. They got a net. And the net has two squares. It's one of those nets where it's they try to get it in maybe to the top corner square or the bottom square. And they have a competition amongst one another. And I love when they do that. And I'll tell you what, man, they freaking compete. And Friday they were doing this and we're all there watching. And then they told us to stop, like time is up, can't shoot any more video. But we were all standing there watching. And Brady was competing, and he hit the crossbar on the first. No, he missed on the first one. He hit the second one. He missed on the third one, and he went like, damn it, again. And it's like, oh, my God. I was telling this story to somebody, and he's like, oh, he should chill out. No, he's that competitive. Ryan Griffin, on this competition that they do, took his helmet down and fired it on the ground. And then he looked at it like, I hope I didn't damage it. That just shows you the competitiveness with the GOAT. And I just wanted to bring it. So my point is, he doesn't, to me, from my eye, my rock eye, balls, and I wear contacts, so I'm 20/20 with my contacts, his arm is fine. There's nothing wrong with his the finger or hand. I just think that he misses Antonio Brown and he misses Scotty Miller. All right, I didn't realize I was going so long here. I'm just so fired up for this game. A couple of more things. Now, the Colts defense, Colts pass defense. They are in the bottom third of the NFL. They're not the worst, but they're not even at the midway point. The Colts have given up an NFL high of 25 touchdown passes. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a hell of a matchup. Hell of a matchup. The Colts defense, they kept Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen in the pocket so he couldn't get outside to run it, because Josh Allen can beat you with his legs, and then he's strong enough where he can get in the end zone, he can push off a defender, and he also can throw on the run. It's going to be just the opposite. They're going to try to force Brady outside. And I saw that. I'm like, they're going to try to force Brady outside? Okay. First, in 2.3 seconds, Brady's getting rid of it. Brady ain't running it outside. Now, he did really love that run that he... Oh, something else I've seen at practice. He loved running for that first down. He's telling everybody, no, it was 11 yards. No, it was 10. He was so fired up. And on that one where he was mic'd up, he was like, let's fucking go. And they beeped out the effing. And he took pride in that when he was asked, I think it was Pat Donovan, who does radio in Tampa Bay, Goon Squad man, at the post-game press conference. He lit up. He loved it. He loved that. What the quarterbacks do after practice, when practice is all done, I've seen this. And I don't know what Trask is doing, but it's always Gabbert, Ryan Griffin, and Brady. They sprint. They race. Brady is always pretty far behind in third place. He's 44 years old. I mean, he's still running pretty good. So he feels this, like he's always slower than these other younger studs. And so for him to get that first down and making that move, I mean, he loves that. But the fact that the Colts are going to try to force him out of the pocket, I'll tell you right now, I'll save you the time. Don't even try, because that ain't going to happen. Brady leads the NFL in passing yards per game at 317. Brady leads the NFL in passing touchdowns with 29, only 8 picks. Brady gets sacked less than 2 times a game. For you gamblers that are listening to Bucks Kickoff right now, and you have not placed your bet yet, here's one for you. Keep this in mind. The Buccaneers are 0-5 against the spread on the road this season. Listen, far be it that I give any gambling advice. Oh, hell no. When I was a freshman on the St. Leo baseball team as a pitcher, as a walk-on, a little lefty from New Jersey, and when I walked on and I made it and I stepped up to the varsity and made the team in the fall, and they were all playing poker, at juniors and seniors, and I had never played poker. Yeah, I know. I was a late bloomer. I had never played poker. And I said, oh, let me get in this game. And I didn't want to really ask. And I lost $40 as a freshman at St. Leo University. And I said, the hell with gambling for me. I'm going to keep my money and spend it on partying. But I digress. Bucks 0-5 against the spread on the road this season. Frank Reich, their head coach, consistent demeanor, very, very smart. As a quarterback, Frank Reich led the university. He's good at comebacks. You know, this team starts out slow in the season, and then they get hot. He comes back. He's done this as a QB. He led Maryland. He led the Bills to the largest comebacks in college and NFL history. His first time as head coach with the Colts in 2018. They were the Dolts. They were 1-5 to start. They finished with a 10-6 record to make the playoffs. Reich was asked, I believe this was from Peter King. I do so much preparation, I can't remember everything where I see it. But Reich was like, Frank Reich's dad was a coach, and it came from him. And then when he was under Marv Levy with the Buffalo Bills, and then he also had Tony Dungy as a coach. He believes in this thing where it's a 1-0 mindset. That's what he always thinks. We're 1-0. We're 1-0. We're 1-0. That's it. You know, you go into it with a positive. You won the last game, and that's it. There's nothing else. And Marv Levy, you know what? I had a Marv Levy story years and years ago, and I was a national sports reporter. And in those days, I went to the Buffalo Bills training camp. It was Orchard Park, I believe, New York. Do you know I'm a little older than a lot of you guys. Maybe not. You used to be able to eat in the dining room with the players and coaches. I remember covering a long time ago the Buffalo Bills, and Marv Levy was right behind me, and he said, hi, how are you? I said, how you doing? I'm with FNN Sports out of New York, and blah, blah, blah. We were talking and getting our food. And you could actually, can you imagine now, like, okay, I'm gonna eat with Frank Reich, like in the dining room. Oh my God, times have changed. But anyway, who cares about that? Alrighty. And the one thing about Reich, he had this statement like it was a while. It was a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago, as a matter of fact. So now add on six. So we're talking about like 16 days ago. He was asked about the AFC, like the AFC was up for grabs. I still believe in Mahomes and the Chiefs. But anyway, the AFC was up for grabs. And Reich said his thing was, why can't it be us? So now that's their kind of calling card. Why can't it be us? Why can't the Indianapolis Colts be the king of the AFC? You know what? I had a couple of other matchups in the NFL. I usually go around the NFL. I see that I'm going a little long here on this one. Just a couple of games today or on this Sunday that I'm interested in. Titans at the Patriots. Are the Patriots for real? Mac Jones. Can a rookie lead the Patriots to the Super Bowl? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? No, I don't even want to go that far. But anyway, Mac Jones saw a lot of blitzes last week from the Falcons. Josh McDaniels expecting a lot from the Titans. He thinks that they're going to be blitzed. He thinks the Tennessee Titans are just going to come after Mac Jones in this game. But the Tennessee Titans are 8-3, and the New England Patriots are 7-4. Panthers at the Dolphins. That's interesting to me because Tua, like, who is Tua? Tua is 22nd in the NFL in completion rate in the first half. And do you know Tua Tagovailoa is first in the NFL in completion percentage in the second half and overtime? How can you be two different quarterbacks in the first and the second half? And Cam Newton. Look, there's a lot of hype with Cam Newton. He's brought the energy to the Panthers. I'm telling you, I think his days, his best days are done. I don't think he's found the youth. The thing that, I'm sorry, man, it just bothers me when he celebrates by himself. I know a lot like the Superman thing, but again, when he scored the touchdown and he pushes off like his own teammates and he's got to do his own thing, that just bothers me. It does. I don't care if he's a good guy. No, it just bothers me. So, and the Panthers are 5-6. They're kind of hanging in there. And then the 4:25 game, Rams at the Packers. That's going to be a good one. Rams are 7-3. Packers are 8-3. Packers are without three of their five of their O-line starters. Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd and Von Miller now. That's a hell of a game. I don't want to go into any more of the NFL. Listen, Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com. Sean Sullivan is the GM. They've been in business 61 years. If you're even thinking about buying, leasing, new, used, go to Bill Curry Ford Tampa. They will not do you wrong. They're the best in the business. Sean Sullivan is the man. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to all of our listeners, our readers, joebucksfan.com. Steve put up the numbers the other day. It's just phenomenal. You guys have been supporting so much. Thank you for supporting this podcast. I'm going to continue, man, as long as I got my health, as long as I continue to test negative, I will be at $1 inside every single week. Until next week, enjoy this one. This is Bucks Kickoff. Joe Bucks Fan, Rocco Riley. See you next week.